from CBS News Bay Area.
Good evening. I'm Kenny Choi in for Brian and Andrea, who have the evening off. A solo car crash in Concord killed a 9-year-old child early this morning, and police are still looking for the driver who ran away after the crash. This happened around 5 o'clock this morning. Police say that the driver veered off Interstate 680, flipping over several times. The driver got out and ran. A 9-year-old passenger was pronounced dead at the scene. 4 other passengers were taken to the hospital with major injuries. In the South Bay, an investigation at the Santa Clara County Jail after a 27-year-old was found dead in his cell yesterday morning. The coroner's office is working to determine a cause of death. So far, the sheriff's office says that there's no evidence of foul play. Mountain View police say that the 2 boys reported missing yesterday have been found and are safe. Police say that 38-year-old Taylor Wu took the children from Missouri, 9-year-old Daniel Wu and 4-year-old David Wu. Taylor Wu was also found safely, but police did not share the details or circumstances. Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to that. While Oakland's Chabot Space and Science Center is one of several spots around the Bay Area holding a special party for the eclipse, visitors can watch the eclipse and take part in some special science demonstrations as well. Chabot will provide some eclipse-safe glasses, and you'll also have the chance to look at the interstellar spectacle through a telescope.
It reminds us that we are part of a much larger universe, that there are things that are going on out there without any human involvement at all. And that certainly is, kind of fun to just stop and think about, things off the Earth.
CBS News will have complete coverage of the eclipse all throughout the day tomorrow. It starts on CBS Mornings. Co-anchor Tony DeCopel will be live along the path of totality starting at 7 a.m. Then at 11 a.m., you could join Nora O'Donnell for a CBS News special report, Total Eclipse of the Heartland. And you can join us tomorrow for Eclipse Watch, our special coverage of the solar eclipse. It all starts at 10 a.m. streaming on CBS News Bay Area. You could find us on the free CBS News app or on Pluto TV. Highway 1 is back open through Capitola after Caltrans demolished an overpass last night. They took down the Capitola Avenue Bridge as part of a plan to eventually widen the freeway, adding a bus lane to it and creating a pedestrian overpass. As for the Capitola Avenue Bridge, that's supposed to be replaced sometime next year. And about 50 miles down the road near Castle Rock Highway 1 still has a big hole in it from a collapse last weekend. Caltrans continues to take convoys past at 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. each day. To finish some temporary safety construction yesterday, and then we'll start drilling anchors this week. It's been 6 months since the Hamas attack that sparked the current war in the Gaza Strip. Civilian deaths continue to climb, and hostages are still being held. This weekend, Israel is reducing its military presence in parts of Gaza. Well, this comes just days after President Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the humanitarian situation in Gaza is, quote, unacceptable. Christian Benavides has the update.
6 months after the deadly October 7th attack that sparked the war, growing frustration in Israel. Those whose loved ones are being held by Hamas say the Israeli government needs to do more.
This is the time to bring them back, all of them, as soon as possible.
Sigal Manzouri lost her 2 daughters, who were born in Los Angeles, in the October 7th attack.
We're looking for a way to keep on going without them, and it's really difficult. It's really, really difficult.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is a step away from victory. Sunday morning, Israeli troops started to reduce their presence in southern Gaza. An Israeli spokesman told CBS News it's an evolution of the war effort and not a partial withdrawal.
The indications that we've been getting from them this morning is this is really largely rest and refit for troops that have been on the ground.
Several days ago, President Joe Biden held an intense call with Netanyahu following fatal airstrikes on 7 aid workers from the World Central Kitchen.
The president was clear with the prime minister, if there's not changes, if things don't get better, then we're going to have to make changes of our own.
Dozens of Democratic Congress members, including former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, have signed a letter
urging the Biden administration to reconsider sending billions of dollars in weapons to Israel.
And ceasefire negotiations are expected to resume with CIA Director Bill Burns attending. Gaza's Ministry of Health says that Israel has killed more than 33,000 Palestinians so far. It's estimated that more than 200 workers have also been killed to date. On Capitol Hill, the House of Representatives is set to vote this week on a resolution that would oppose a ceasefire. It would also voice support for Israel's right to defend itself. The resolution would not change any current policy, but it could put some Democrats in an awkward position, especially if they have been critical of Israel's conduct. Here in the Bay Area, a handful of demonstrations marking 6 months since the start of the war in Palo Alto today. People held a vigil for the children of Gaza. So far, more than 12,000 Palestinian children have been killed, with countless more at risk of starvation. And in Lafayette, another community vigil along a Highway 24 overpass for the 133 remaining Hamas hostages. It's the same group that has been using that overpass for various protests for more than 20 years. Feels like it just started, but the Dungeness crab commercial fishing season ends tomorrow. Crab fishermen have been dealing with later and later starts over the past several years, and now the state is cutting the season short on the other end. It's due to entanglement risk for whales returning to California's coastal waters to feed. It's not just Major League Baseball season that's underway. Today was opening day for the San Francisco Gay Softball League at Moscone Center. Mayor London Breed also attended the opening ceremony this morning. The league was founded back in 1973, and the organization says that since then, more than 30,000 players have taken the field. Music lovers gathered at USF today for the Rock and Swap Record Fair. It's the largest record fair in Northern California. The event, hosted by the university's radio station KUSF, brought music-related items in many different formats. Dealers and vendors offered everything like CDs, vinyls, and even cassette tapes.
I think that music is a big part of people's identity. So it's really awesome to, you know, connect with that part of yourself, connect with other people who hold this stuff really important. Yeah, it's awesome.
The event had over 100 vendors in the 6,000 square foot venue. Their next record fair is planned for September and November this year. All right, somebody finally won the Powerball jackpot after it ballooned to $1.3 billion. The winning ticket selling in Portland, Oregon, matched all six numbers to last night's ticket drawing. So that ended a streak of more than 3 months without a jackpot winner, and then drops the pot for the next drawing now to a measly $20 million. So we got the solar eclipse tomorrow, yeah. Partial. Have you ever seen a total?
Never. I never traveled. I've missed my chances. I'm going to have to wait till the 2040s for the next one.
Well, try to make that next one happen.
Yeah.
Wherever that is. All right, thanks for watching. 60 Minutes is up next.